So we're going to do the reading now. I'm going to read the passage, and we have, you can probably tell who's who in this passage just before we even start. But the passage is found on page 289 in the Church Bibles. It's 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning at verse 32. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out and fight against this Philistine. You are only a young man. He has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord, who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine."
I think you're hard enough.
Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. It makes the point, this does. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine.
"Go on, anything you're hard enough."
Meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming close to David. He looked David over. You don't get that close. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, actually, why don't you say this? He said to David,
I'm getting glasses.
Okay. "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And all those gathered here will know it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Do you want to put the carpet down? If you're little and you like to sit on the floor, there's a carpet coming. There's no compulsion for anyone. And lots of us will think we don't want to sit on the carpet. Sit on it then. Some people like to sit on the floor, but most of us grow out of that at some point. Okay. So, we need to see what we can learn about life with God from today's story. Can I have a slide, please? God is doing stuff and he wants us to notice and need what he is doing so that we can be involved. Before reaching our story, the army of Israel and the Philistine army, we can see them in the distance, were facing each other, expecting yet another battle. They were constantly coming up against each other. This time, however, the Philistines have brought a new secret weapon, Goliath. He's huge, maybe as tall as two of me. I mean, I know I'm not tall, but still. He is seriously intimidating, and for 40 days now, he has been taunting the army of Israel. David knew this situation had to change. Next slide, please. Our reading opens with him talking to King Saul. David has seen what God wants, and he is ready to do it. He is saying yes to God. He tells King Saul that he will go and fight Goliath. So the first thing we see is that David is willing to do what God wants. He says yes to God. He says yes to doing God's plan. So what does it mean for us? I really hope none of us find ourselves in the situation that David did. But if we pay attention, we will see ways that God is at work now, and where God is already at work now, and how he wants us to get involved. Right. We need to remember what God has done, because it will help us to remember what God is going to do in the future. Can anyone tell me what these objects are? I might have forgotten something.
The wine.
I've forgotten the wine, yes, Lydia. Imagine the wine. Here is the red and wine. It's not good for the memory aid to be forgotten, is it? What do they remind us of? Jesus dying on the cross. Fantastic. That's right. This is the bread and wine that we eat and drink when we take communion. And they remind us of Jesus' body and blood. They remind us of his death for us. They are reminders of what God has done for us. There are other reminders in this room too. Have a look. I was thinking particularly about the cross. We've got a cross here. It's also a reminder of what God has done. I've got one on me too. David knew how important it was to remember what God has done. He tells King Saul what God has done. How God had saved him from the lion and the bear. His confidence was strengthened by recounting what God had done, and it encouraged other people to have faith in what God would do. Everyone else thought he was a bit crazy, but he reminded them what God had already done. We also need to remember what God has done and encourage each other by sharing. That is exactly what we're going to do now. Tell your neighbour something God has done. Go. Okay. Thank you, Jamie. So the first thing we noticed was that we need to notice what God's doing. The second thing is we need to remember what God has done. The third thing is harder, literally. Sometimes doing what God wants is hard. I don't imagine for one minute that this was an easy thing for David to do. Look how scary. But David knew what God wanted, and he knew God, what God was capable of. He had seen God at work before and trusted God's plan. We've seen more examples of this recently. Look at our paper chains. The paper chains reminded us that Paul was in prison for telling people about Jesus. But he is keen to tell us that it was worth it. He also trusted God's plan. Sometimes doing what God wants is hard. Sometimes it is difficult to say yes to God. It might mean missing out on something our friends are doing or something they have. Other people may not understand our choices, but God's plans are good and we can trust him. We have seen what he can do. God was with David. God was with him.
God was with him.